Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
A big day for AC/DC. Back on this day in 1975, they released their debut album, High Voltage. The album featured a cover of Baby Please Don't Go, a blues song first recorded by Big Joe Williams, and She's Got Balls, which was written about singer Bon Scott's ex-wife Irene, the first AC/DC song for which he wrote lyrics.
Hi, this is Brian Johnson and
Angus Young from AC/DC.
If you're playing stuff and people are digging it and they're going, whoa, that's brilliant, you've started your band. You know, and all you got to do now is keep at it. You've got to dodge the people again. Get yourself a proper job. You've got to take the path less travel. You've got to do all that stuff and just take it on your chin.
You've got to have the passion.
It's
not
proper key right there.
For us in the beginning, not so easy, you know. But you've got to really have the... You've got to believe in it.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Blondie scored their first UK number one album when Parallel Lines started a four-week run at the top of the charts on this day in 1979. The album featured the singles Heart of Glass, Hanging on the Telephone and Sunday Girl.
You have to really drive for some kind of forceful, emotional content, you know, and you can just actually just sing technically and just be a technical singer and it'll be fine. You've got to put something in it, you know, put something in it.
Hurry up.
And having a birthday today, British singer and songwriter Ed Sheeran, he's turning 30. In 2012, he won two Brit Awards for the Best British Male Solo Artist. He also won the Best Song of the Year at the 2016 Grammys for Thinking Out Loud.
When I first started out, I saw Damien Rice in concert, and I mention it in a song. I said, I won't stop till my name's in lights, Stadium Heights with Damien Rice. And literally, like, I watched him and was like, I want to do that one day. And wrote a million songs, did a million gigs, and have ended up kind of doing a similar thing. But it literally came from writing a song a day, or two songs a day, or five songs a day, and just getting all these songs out of me, doing a million gigs, sometimes three gigs a day. Sometimes we did six gigs a day one year at Glastonbury. But I think, you view it as a dirty tap. When you switch a dirty tap on, it's going to flow shit water out for a substantial amount of time, and then clean water is going to start flowing. And now and then you'll get a bit of shit, but as long as it gets out of you, it's fine.
Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
That is a look at Today Music for Wednesday, Feb 17, Mix 104.9.